So I am very pansexual, and the audios I've done so far have not been representative of my entire sexuality. So this is for the cuties that I meet on Lex. Let's go on a date and maybe a little bit more. We met at the local gay coffee shop, the one with the local artists' creations, collages on the walls, and the baristas who are all gay and all incredibly hot. And they hand you your overpriced cappuccino with this small smile that catches you off guard every time. Yeah, so you get it. We're in the right place. And I walk in, and you're seated at a table already. I'm actually impressed that you managed to find one. I grab coffee. It's $4.25. I'm upset about it, but it's all right because I get to meet you. We chat about the classics, astrology, the exes that we're still friends with, local hikes, breweries. I catch you glancing down at my lips a few times. I'm sure you catch me doing the same, do you? Maybe you know already that I'm imagining what kind of shape they form when I'm going down on you. Or maybe you don't, because we're still just sipping our coffee and making small glances at one another. You tell me that I have a nice voice. I tell you, I'm glad you think so. That I may have heard that feedback before and may have used my voice in some creative ways. You don't ask me to elaborate, and I don't. Not yet. About an hour and a half passes of just chatting, stealing glances. Our hands touching as we reach for the coffee at the same time. And eventually, I invite you to my apartment. I mean, it's just around the corner, and you can check out my plants. I just bought a new couch, very bohemian. I can think of lots of things I'd like to do with you on that couch. We arrive. I get us some water. And we sit next to each other. You're saying something, talking about where to get the cutest pots for plants nearby and how to care for them, and it's just so sweet. I promise I'm trying to listen. And if nothing else, I will follow up with you to get the name of the store for the cute pots and the nice plants. But God, I just want to kiss you so badly. So I wait patiently for you to pause, and I place my finger on your chin and turn your face toward me. I'm leaning against my arm, and I bring my face close to yours, almost brushing your lips against mine. And I say, "Can I kiss you?" You smile and lean into me, kissing me back. Your lips are soft. Your skin is soft too. I run my fingers through your hair and keep your lips on mine. It's like we're playing tug of war, leaning into each other back and forth. I pull myself back and look at you, my fingers brushing the back of your neck. Your mouth is ajar. Like you're trying to stay composed, but not quite managing to. How do you feel about the bed? I say. And your mouth opens a little bit wider, and you whisper, "Yes." I grab your water for you and grab your hand and lead you to the bed. You stand at the edge of the bed, not entirely sure what your next move is. I turn to you and take your face in my hands and kiss you softly. Lay down, I say. You bite your lip, and I just have the strongest urge to bite it for you. But you move onto the bed. I take a sip of water and look at you. You're leaning against the pillows, gazing up at the ceiling. You want some? I ask and offer you some hydration. You laugh and take a sip. I kneel onto the bed, put the glass back on the nightstand once you're done. I say, I want you to be comfortable. So you're welcome at any time to say no, or eh, or not so much, or try this angle instead. And yeah, with anything, and we don't have to do anything, but I'll just keep checking in. And I want to name that right now. You smile and nod and say, God, yes. And I smile back at you and crawl to you. Hoist my leg over your hips, straddling you. I lean forward into a deep kiss. You gasp. I sway my hips against yours. Your hands are traveling to my waist and pulling at the fabric of my shirt. I lift it off, revealing the white Calvin Klein sports bra underneath. You look at my chest, my nipples clearly hard beneath the thin fabric. And you place your hand just below my collarbone and push me back. You sit up and kiss my stomach and down my neck. You carefully lift the band of my bra and kiss all along my tits as you expose them. Slowly. God, yes. I take it off entirely and hold the back of your head as you circle your tongue around my nipples. God. I reach down to the base of your shirt. And with my other hand, lean you back toward the pillows, pressing against your chest. I take your hands in mine so I can take control for a minute and kiss from your lips, down your cheek, your shoulders. I'm grinding my hips into yours, creating pressure. I release your hands and focus my attention on your jeans. I look up, your eyes meet mine, and you nod enthusiastically. I unbutton, unzip, and pull your pants from your legs as fast as I fucking can. I fall back against you and kiss your lips, my knee in between your legs, pushing up, creating pressure again. This time against your clit. Do you know how powerful knees can be? Yeah. I'm lightly moving back and forth, my hands pushing up beneath your bra, playing with your nipples, gently tugging at them, pulling, feeling them get hard. Watching your face react so I can tell what feels best. You pull your bra above your head eagerly, and I smile and lean into your chest, running my tongue around your nipples. Oh, God. You're moaning. You're so fucking sexy. I taste your skin and trail down your stomach slowly, my knee lowering to spread your legs apart. I kiss your waist and pull my arms beneath your knees, my fingers toying with your waistband. How do you feel about this? I say. You look down at me and say, sublime. And I laugh and pull down the last piece of fabric left on you. I like taking my time here. I know you're already so ready, but I just need to kiss every inch of your inner thighs. And kiss from your hip bone down to your outer lips. I need to get a sense of how much you'll buck underneath me when you're close to coming. How hard I'll have to work to keep you down. And finally, I run my tongue from your opening all the way up to your clit. And feel you push yourself up to meet me. You moan. Fuck. You sound toy around your opening for a moment. Taste how wet you are for me. Before traveling up around your clit. Indirect attention at first. Feeling, exploring what makes you feel best. You take my hand from beneath your knee and place my fingers near your opening. I look up at you and hear you say, and I tease your pussy gently with my fingers. My tongue still finding the rhythm that works best. Fast for a bit and then slow. Very slow. Seems to work best for you. I push the tip of one finger inside you. And feel your thighs circle around my neck. Fucking beautiful. I bring another finger up and push inside you properly. I have to focus to keep my tongue on your clit while your hips press up. But I manage. And I can feel you tightening around. I start slow, my fingers pushing up against you and in at a pace that matches my tongue. Fuck, it is so good. Mm-hmm. Your turn, please.